For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was there anything about Eagles' defense, especially in the first half, that they were doing differently that maybe you had not seen on film?
Nah, I mean, nothing really different. I mean, watch the target tape. That was it. I was up.
Welcome back, Midday Show.
Watch the tape. Watch the target tape.
Malik Nabers throwing the coach, the quarterback, the left tackle, all on the bus. You know what that was? That was a big old, well, my fault.
Yeah.
Look away. Dang. Not me.
That's funny. I can't believe he did that. Well, watch the tape.
You know what? You know what Malik Nabers has? He has real. He's going to fight with his quarterback over his career vibes to him.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs kind of vibes. You know, you can pick all those receivers.
Well, he's one of those receivers. When you look at the Giants' offense, he's by far the guy.
Well, they have nobody else. Yeah.
And you know, going to a team with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, man,
he's bad.
Oh. And what's the coach's name? Dable?
Brian Daboll, yeah.
Ooh. It make me feel like I can coach in the NFL if they letting people have jobs like that. I could probably throw my hat in the ring to coach. Couldn't be any worse. But how long y'all think I'd get, though?
Well, imagine the first press conference. What's your philosophy on defense? Well, defense we consider a luxury, not a necessity.
No, listen.
Here.
First of all, Kyle, if I was in a press conference, I would slow talk. And I would listen. I would listen to my PR guy. You know what? I would probably, if I got a job, I would say somebody, I would have to hire one of the old PR guys that I know. It would have to be either, it would be Derek Boyko or Bob Lang.
We would crush you. There'd be a segment
every week. Redick been on four other
I would call
freaking
in,
football
and
I would team. Call in and talk to you guys every day. I would call in and talk and tell you what I was thinking for the week. And as soon as Kyle started yelling and screaming, I say, you know what, Kyle, that's not productive. That's not productive.
Hullabaloo.
I would be such, grown-up. I would be such a grown-up.
There's no way you'd be responding to all media nonsense.
I would not open my Twitter. I would not open my Twitter at all.
You'd
I wouldn't even.
To,
I would,
you,
no,
you,
I would.
No,
I
would. You'd you have to delete it before you took
no,
the job.
No, I I wouldn't open my Twitter.
Oh,
I would
no way.
I would have somebody tweeting for me, and it would always be positive. I would send out positive tweets all the time. I would be such a pillar of positivity.
You know, you would make what happened with Sirianni last week look tame. You would make it look tame.
No. I would change for $7 million.
Nobody believes this. Nobody believes this. Not for an ounce. Not for a second. All
I
right.
would. I'll be a good coach. I'll be a good coach.
Is this your pitch to the NFL teams?
I'm just saying. Don't be surprised if I throw, because it's going to be a lot of cats getting fired at the end of the year. I'll throw my hat in the ring. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring.
What's your experience? Well, I played 10 years in the league, and then
man, it's a lot of coaches
I've given
that have
takes
been
for the last 20.
Now I don't believe in defense.
I believe in defense. You know, at that point, I would have to probably move off of that just a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to have to go. Now, would you lie? I mean, would you expect to work your way up, or are you going right to the head coach?
I'm going straight to the head coach.
You're Jeff Saturday in this thing.
I'm Jeff Saturday in this thing.
Right from TV and radio?
Straight into
okay. You are going to crash and
quickly,
burn, buddy.
Before we get back to the phone
they
lines
say
here.
Flame out, I'm going to crash out.
Kyle, if we give Hugh an average NFL roster next season, what's his record at the end of the season? He gets all 17.
2-15.
I was thinking the same thing.
Why are y'all hating on me?
We gave you two wins. You should thank us.
You better give me three, at least three. What roster? What team do I have?
You have an average team. Just pick out an average team, and you would coach them into the ground.
I think I could coach the Cleveland Browns to a 6-win season.
No.
Why? You think you'd do a better job than Stefanski? Stefanski's actually a good coach.
He's won two Coach of the Year awards.
That might be a little bit too much.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how about the flip side? I take a good roster and coach that one into the crowd.
That's what, basically what we're saying.
Let's go to Anthony in Florida. What's up, Anthony?
Blood in my eyes, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be, and you're trying to take my life away.
I'm okay with, listen, if that is the battle cry, 50 Cent is the battle cry for this team to make it to the Super Bowl, I'm okay with it. Meek Mill was the cry the year they went to the Dreams and Nightmares, right? Was the year they went to the Super Bowl. Yep. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Listen, Saquon and Sirianni, both credit and honorable mention to the team. Hey, listen, real quick, before you bang on me, I want to tell you guys, I'm the bull down in Florida that the tornado went by my crib, and I have my six-month-old strapped to my chest, and I text my fantasy football guys to tell them, hey, my stream just went out, and I need you guys to text me. They said, you know, you need to be safe. And I just want to give a shout-out. I love you guys. Listen to you all the time. Shout-out to Alex, Ev, Nate, Gills, James, Jay, Hope, Mitch, and Richie's parlay leg losing ass and teeth.
I don't give a shit.
Be well.
Anthony, be well, buddy. How about that?
Wait a minute. I had questions.
You had the baby strapped. Are you still there, Anthony?
Wait, what's up? What's
is everyone good?
Wait a minute.
Is everyone good?
First of all, everybody's okay, right?
Yeah, my six-year-old was holding my hand, and my six-month-old was strapped to the chest.
Wait a minute. Was there water rising in this story?
No, man. My wife works at the local hospital, and a tornado went by there. She texted me, and as soon as she texted me, everything went out. The power went out.
Okay.
TV started saying. And so
no, because
like,
when you say Florida,
man.
I assume that you meant the hurricane. Like you said, tornado.
It's a tornado from the hurricane, from the outer band.
Okay, so there was no water involved.
No. I'm not by the surge. The storm.
Okay.
Surge.
No, I was just checking.
I got a tornado that, listen, where I'm working right now was destroyed by F3 tornado.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're safe, man. I'm glad the family's safe.
Listen, appreciate it. I love you guys. I always listen, and much love and respect.
Anthony, we're happy you're safe, man. Appreciate the phone call. How about that? That's
yeah,
a scary
this story would have been a little bit more awesome if it was you had a baby strapped to you and you deceased your old dad, some water was rising. That would have been an awesome story.
I don't know if that's awesome.
I'm not sure if he's looking for awesome or looking for survival.
Well, yeah, well, survival is like the top on the list. Yeah. But I'm saying in telling stories, you got to embellish just a little bit.
Are you encouraging?
He definitely could have lied on the radio.
He could have lied. Yeah, I mean, nobody know. I would have been like, my baby was strapped to my chest and my six-year-old had it in my arms and water was rising and the helicopter came and got us just in time.
So you asked your callers to add a little hot sauce to these stories?
Might as well. Nobody knows. Might as well. You shouted out to everybody that was in your fantasy team. Might as well embellish.
That was a lot.
Well, they were sending them updates because the power went out. I mean, guys, you got a parlay on the line. You got a fantasy season on the line. You need updates, you know, even when things are going.
Remember, fantasy season ain't on the line no more.
No, it's, yeah.
Now, you talk about
been
something
off the line
that, you talk about something that's dead and buried.
Let's check out Hugh's team yesterday while we're here. It was you against Kyle yesterday?
I left 25 points on the bench, man.
What are you doing?
I was betting. And you know what's funny? Mm. Who did I leave on the bench? I left the running back on
Javonte
the bench.
Javonte Williams.
And I bet the parlay on him, and I hit the parlay, but I forgot to put him in the lineup. It's too much. Man, listen, betting and playing fantasy football,
yeah.
I commend everybody that does both. I can only do one at a time. I'm not built for multitasking when it comes to stuff like that.
Is that you've now invested all of your focus into gambling and now
you can't? Yes, because I'm up. I got 30 bucks. I got 30 bucks. I am so up right now. I am so up right now.
Could you imagine this guy if ever hits a real bet? He's going to come in here.
He's not coming in.
No.
No, we're never going to see him again.
No, you know what's funny? On a couple of these parlays, it said, you got $10 to win you $200. And I'm like, I ain't that confident in this bet. $2 is my limit. $2 is like maybe three. Like I put $5 on the Eagles to win, and I came up on that one, but that's about it.
You know what we're really going to find out, Kyle, soon? We're going to find out Hugh's stomach for these things once he's offered the cash out. You know about that?
The cash out.
Yeah, so let's say you have a five-leg parlay, okay, in a game, and the first four legs hit right away.
Mm-hmm.
They'll offer you some money to get out right now because they're afraid you're going to hit the whole thing. Now, they won't give you They won't give you 75%, but they might give you 30% to just get out now so they don't lose all.
So you mean if I hit three? If I get one of those big parlays and I hit three, I'm taking. You ain't got to ask.
I knew it. Yeah,
I did not think he would have. Yeah,
no he doesn't have the stomach. To
I'm gonna take. If I get one of those, I can't wait for it. I'm gonna take the bread.
So in my betting history, the worst thing is when you have a bet that's going your way, they offer you the cash out, you don't take it, and then you watch it die.
Oh no,
I've done that.
No, you know what?
Many times.
I think I did have one like that yesterday, but I caught it late, and it started to die, and it was like 66 cents, and I almost took the 60 cents. But I was like, nah. At least got to be a dollar.
So in the title game last year, remember when the Lions were up 17 on the 49ers?
Uh-huh.
I had the Lions bet before that to win the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And they were offering me like over 50% to just take the money now.
And then you didn't take it?
No, I didn't.
You give me free money. I'm taking that all day.
I watched them blow the lead, and the money just died. Just disappeared on the vine.
Oh, no, I'm going to take the buyout every time.
All right, let's go to T. And Rick. What's up, T?
Hey, I was calling. Hi, Joe. Hi, Hugh.
Hey.
Hi, Carol. I was calling because I thought yesterday was great to watch. I was a little nervous when the game started slow, but to see Saquon run with the ball got me so excited, and the way he was fed the ball. It took me back to when the fans were chanting, run the ball, like we saw yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what? There's a reason for it, because they're good at it, and they should do it more.
Right. And even to see the players and the coaches sort of like smiling or being in a great mood at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
It was a relief. And I think Cooper DeJean did good. Jalen Carter. And Hugh, I was thinking about you when Bryce Huff caught that sack.
Yes.
So, I just think it was a relief, most of all.
Yes.
And I think if Nick listens to this radio station, right, and he listens to the afternoon show, there is a caller that says that if you want to get in the game, you got to shave your head. If you're ready to get down and get dirty, shave your head. I think maybe Nick was taking his advice.
You know what? He might, and I think we should all do it with them. I mean, T, I think we should, if they beat the Bengals on Sunday, we should do it as a show of solidarity. 67,000 people at the link for the Jaguar game, and a bunch of us shave our heads. He will shave his beard. It'll be great.
And one more thing.
I don't shave my beard. It takes a long time to grow a beard now. I might trim it up.
Are you trying to win the Super Bowl or are you trying to have a beard?
No, I'll trim it up. I'll shape it up.
Before you
right
have an agenda.
Not, wait a minute.
What happened to your agenda?
T, should you shave his beard if they beat the Bengals?
I'm sorry, can you
Should
say it again?
Hugh shave his beard if they beat the Bengals?
Sure, let's see it all. Let's just see
wait
it.
A minute.
Post a picture on your Instagram.
Wait a minute.
No, I like this. Let's make this about Hugh and his beard.
So that you're in, Hugh.
No, I can't.
That's how we'll know if you're all in to get to New Orleans. Get that beard off.
Hold up, dog. It take a long time to grow the beard, man. I done got me a beard comb.
Did you hear about Saquon jersey being burned?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
He saw it when they pulled up in the buses.
And that's what made him go in and cook on the field.
Yeah, he could probably cry in the locker room, too.
I didn't see any tears. We appreciate the call, T. I didn't see any tears from Saquon. He was all business.
He probably cried a little bit.
They just showed on TV in front of us. They just showed that first. I think it was the first drive of the game where Jalen threw him those short pass in the 3rd and 14, and he ran over the DB.
Oh, yeah,
he set the tone right there.
You know what? I mean, we're far enough into the show now where I feel I can say this.
Yeah.
Little bit. Too body with some of the Giants players.
What's been going on since the offseason?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah,
they're friends. Not a fan. I don't care. They're enemies.
Did you hear his response to? He was asked about when he ran his fastest ever time, like he got clocked at 23 miles and whatever it was. His response was, I think he was giving credit to the Giants' safety for running as fast as Chase. Now he said something like, I think the guy's name is Pinnock, Jason Pinnock.
Yes. Yeah.
He says something like, Pinnock was running really fast. Like, he was almost giving credit.
Yeah, I didn't like the helping up Dexter Lawrence, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up, dog.
He didn't kill them, though.
I know he did, but that's why I I waited this long just to get it out.
You gave it three hours and 43 minutes.
But we appreciate that. We appreciate that. You maintain your level of pettiness at the end of the show. I commend you for that.
Meanwhile,
I started mine kind of early. Maybe next time I adopt that philosophy. I'll wait to the end of the show.
Don't lie.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.